Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. There was a theme in the Patriots locker room on Tuesday. How did the players spend their extended bye week break? And what's the mindset of the team as they return to action to get set for the Carolina Panthers next Monday? We heard from captains Logan Mankins and Devin McCourty, rookies Aaron Dobson and Daron Harmon, and several others. And here's what they had to say in Locker Room Uncut.
Yeah, everyone feels fresh again after the rest that we had, and we had a good competitive practice today, so we'll see how things go moving forward.
I mean, it's like riding a bike, you know, so I'm not being it, but I mean, guys, we just felt, like I said, just felt good to being able to get back out there, miss each other a little bit, so I mean, that camaraderie is always there, not going anywhere, so we, it's great, you know, got an extra day to prepare, so we're just trying to take advantage of that. Kick my feet up. You know, I was able to enjoy being a fan of the game. So I watched a few games. Had a bunch of great games. Tremendous plays were made. So, I mean, happy we was able to be a fan this week.
I took my time and I rest, but at the same time, I took a peek at the Carolina Panthers and saw some things from them. And then I just tried to do a little bit of both. Not rest too much, but at the same time, not overdo it.
I think it's a bit of both, you know, just freshening it up, you know, getting healthy, just having a week to just prepare, just kind of, you know, just get your legs back, get guys back, and just get ready for this game coming up against Carolina.
And then how about just playing Carolina Monday Night Showdown, your first week? What's that going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, I really don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to see what it's going to be like.
It's just an important part of the season. I think we have a good understanding of that, and, you know, we understand, you know, it's not a time to relax. We got to try to amp up everything we do, and, you know, we know teams are going to be ready. Teams are playing for something as the season starts to end, and, you know, we got to be the same way.
It actually helped me to get in and get acclimated a little bit, so it definitely helped out just getting in a week early and not have to just go right in and jump into a game. So, yeah, it helped out a lot.
On the other hand, it almost hurt having 6 days of a bye week to not really be able to show what you can do on the field?
Not really, man. I got a chance to get in the playbook, really get to learn some of the stuff, get to see what the difference is from where I was coming from and where I'm at now. So definitely helped out.
I try to take little things for both of them. Just more on the point of definitely I try to take the mental aspect from Steve, because he's literally one of, like, probably the smartest football player to ever been around or seen. And Dev, just how athletic he is and how he reads the quarterback, I just try to mold both of them and try to fit it into my style of play and just try to continue to get better and use their tactics to help me out.
I like Sundays at 4, but well, I guess Monday night's on the schedule, so that's what we're preparing for.
Why is that? What do you like about 4? I thought you were going to say Sunday at 1, to be honest with you.
Yeah, 1 or 4. I like 4 the best, though.
Why?
Just get up, eat, sit around a little bit, then go.
Pretty good.
Better than the earlier.
Yeah.
So you're unhappy the Texas game got 5-1 then?
Well, I don't mind one. It's those late ones I'm not a big fan of. But, you know, the late ones aren't always bad. You get a nap that day.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.